We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I run the show. Why do I run the show? Because I know the most about sports, so I'm going to give you the sports facts, sports opinions, because I am pretty much a sports genius.
No one asked you why you run the show, though. You just asked yourself and then you answered yourself?
That's right.
Okay. Hey, I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I am a sports fan. I love to watch sports. I just don't know the details of everything. And these guys give me a hard time, but I love being on this show because, kind of like you, I'm learning about sports as we go. You know? Actually, Lunchbox, you teach me a lot about sports.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad I do because some people, I mean, I don't know if I teach anything. I just give opinions and I don't know if it's necessarily right, but that's what I see through my lenses, my two eyeballs, and so that's how I develop my sports facts.
That's all you can ask for,
That's all you can ask for. And today we're going to have a special guest. He's going to be in here the whole time we're talking. He has free rein on the mic. We're going to try
We don't know about that free rein.
Ray couldn't be here. He had an appointment, so we brought in Pitts, the Kansas City Chiefs homer. How you doing, Pitts?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, all
Pitts,
right.
Pitts, are you open to saying your real name and why we call you Pitts?
Sure. And you probably ought to explain the brother thing, too. I saw somebody put brother. They
there's,
didn't know that. I
there's no them. Explanation except that's how you talk.
That's
you call
how you
everyone
talk.
Brother.
Yes, yeah. You do call everybody brother.
I
so let me talk to you about this. We play a game at the beginning of every show, so this is your first time playing, brother.
Okay.
This is called, this is just Would You Rather.
Okay, so what we do is we say, this is called Would You Rather?
Okay. Bum,
bum, bum, would you rather be Superman or Batman?
Just for me, I'm going to have to say Superman.
Why?
Better looking. Then he get handsome. Any of the dude in the handsome phone booth with he wears the suit or the regular clothes, and then he switches.
Clark Kent.
I know a little bit. I'm not a big Marvel guy.
So Clark Kent, that's who he is when he's not Superman. He's just a dorky businessman with glasses. But then he goes into the booth and he comes out looking like Superman.
Who would you rather be?
I'd rather be Superman because he's an actual superhero. Batman's not a superhero. Batman's just a rich guy that has a bunch of toys and dresses like a bat.
Are they all good?
Yeah,
the beaten path. I know nothing
those
about
two guys are good guys. Okay. Lunchbox, what would you be?
Here's the problem with Superman, guys. He's out of date because he goes into a phone booth to change into his Superman outfit, right?
Yeah.
Always has good boys.
There is no more phone booths. Phone booths are gone. It's all cell phones. So where is Superman going to change? We're going to need to update Superman. Like, the story of Superman, the history of Superman, is now out of date. They have to recreate it somehow, some way.
We keep coming up with funky ass, like, every single day.
I don't know what you're singing.
That's Snoop Dogg.
You don't know that? Phone booths are still around. They're not active. I mean, they're not hooked up.
No, they're not. They're really not around.
If you show me a phone booth, I will pay you $1.
Give me Eddie's Instagram. Didn't you just post something?
No, he may have posted a payphone.
It was a payphone,
but
it wasn't in
a pay booth.
But Coach, you make this argument like somebody can't just write this up tomorrow or today as we talk about it, and it becomes, okay, now Superman goes into a closet and then comes out.
Like, yeah. Great. I would rather be Batman because Batman is super rich. You say he's a rich dude.
He is a rich
I would
dude.
Rather be rich dude hanging with the elites and still saving the world.
But you don't have any superpowers. You know that you can die.
You can fly.
No, he can't.
Batman flies.
No, it's like a cape. He just uses a cape. Like really, if you shoot him, he'll fall and die.
Oh, Batman doesn't fly?
No, he's not a superhero.
What time does the sports show start?
I like...
Whoa. Superheroes are athletes,
too. It's like coming on a cooking show and learning how to play chess.
I do love... I like Batman better because everybody... Superman gets all the credit. Batman doesn't get as much love. And I kind of like the underdog.
Is this a Cam Newton seg?
Hey, did you guys see Superman, like, the movie? Like, the recent one? Isn't there a Superman versus Captain America or something?
Oh, I saw Superman versus Batman.
Okay, no.
Absolutely
okay,
awful.
So what does he come out of? Does he not do a booth?
I don't remember, but it was a terrible movie.
Really?
Terrible movie.
I'm an adult, so I quit that 20 years ago.
Why are you hating on people
brother,
that like...
Have you never seen Dark Knight?
Dark Knight's great. That's the one with Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Rest in peace, Heath.
Absolutely. That's funny you say that. I was just making a joke. No hate for people
Dude,
that like it.
Dude, Black Panther's really good.
I didn't see that, but I did see Dark Knight because somebody told me back when it very first came out. I liked it, so...
It was a Dark Knight last night for the Astros fans.
Oof.
What a seg, man. It was awful. I fell asleep, but I saw how it ended.
Okay. Well, no. It's not about how it ended. And we're going to go to the bottom of the first inning, and we're going to talk about the home run / no home run.
Love it.
So the Astros are down 2-0. runner on, Altuve at the plate. He hits a ball to right field. Way back there. Could be. Might be. Mookie Betts goes up at the wall. He misses it. It's a home run. No, it's not a home run. Hold on. Wait, what is it? So Joe West, the umpire, calls it fan interference, which means the batter is automatically out. Runner cannot advance. They go to replay. They show 100 replays, and there is no definitive angle or picture that tells you if it was fan interference or not. Because if Mookie Betts' glove is in the stands, it doesn't matter. The fan can interfere him with him at no problem. But if they reach into the field, it's interference. They said the call stands, so no home run, no tie game, cost them 2 runs. Final score, 8-6.
That's a two-run game.
Two-run game.
Momentum.
My whole thing. We're not going to sit here and argue, was it a home run or was it not a home run? Because there's no definitive answer.
And it doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't matter.
I can argue that.
What do you want to argue?
I just want to argue that the fan did not put his hands out. He didn't interfere anything. He was sitting at his seats. The three guys that were sitting at their seats, the ball came to them. They didn't reach over.
You can definitively say they did not reach over that yellow line?
Correct. With the video evidence that I saw, they did not reach over. They're standing right there with their hands like this. Right, and I'm doing the hands right in front of my belly.
Yes, it's more like they have their arms bent. They're not. They're bent at the elbow. They're not all the way out.
It's not like the Bartman thing with the Cubs. They didn't even reach out onto the field. They stood there. Mookie Betts put his glove up.
I hate to tell you, Bartman didn't reach in the field either.
Oh.
Moises Alou reached into the stands.
Okay, so the same thing. So definitive, yes, there was no interference on that. No interference. Three dudes enjoying the game. That's what I saw, right?
Right.
I also disagree with the penalty for that. The penalty is an out. You're predicting that Mookie Betts would have even caught the ball? That's not definitive. He could have missed it, even if it wouldn't have hit a player's hand, a spectator's hand. Mookie Betts could have missed that ball. You're saying it's out as if he would have caught it. You don't know that. You don't have a crystal ball. I hate that call.
Let me ask you. If you wanted to respond to him before.
Yes, respond.
Go ahead, respond.
I am 100% with you. There is no way you can say Mookie Betts is going to. That is an incredible catch if he makes it. That means he is going up, robbing a home run.
Yes.
And you cannot, in the rules, there is no definitive way you can say they're automatically going to catch that ball. That is horse crap.
Right.
Also, why are we depending on a 65-year-old, out-of-shape dude to make that call? Joe West is the umpire.
Just to be fair to people in shape or out of shape, has
no. It
I've
does
never seen a because, fat pair of eyeballs. Okay.
No. No. Matter. My I'm thing is he can't run back. He can't run and get in position to make that call. And if you're major,
pretty girl, but her eyes were just fat.
If you're Major League Baseball,
come on.
How do you like? The older you get, the worse your eyesight gets. Like at the age of 50, I think, okay, make the umpires retire. Do we really try? A 65-year-old.
But he's watching a TV screen.
No, Joe West is the one on the right field line.
He's on the field. He's on the.
He was on the right.
But didn't he have headphones on?
He goes and someone in New York makes the call. But I'm saying the original call was made by him because of his eyeballs. We barely let 65-year-olds drive down the street because they can't see. But we are relying on 65-year-olds to call balls, strikes, home run, not home run, fan interference. He cannot run to get in position to see that. And if you're Major League Baseball, how do you not have 1,000 cameras in that ballpark and have them at every angle on that fence to make sure if it's a home run or not a home run? There is no reason. The ballpark doesn't change. That wall stays there the whole year. Like it is the exact same dimensions from opening day until the last game of the season. So why do we not have more camera angles like they have the pylon cam? Why do we not have that down the fence coming both ways? Because they tried to show one shot and the security guard blocked it. So why is there not one? Why is there not one in center field shooting the other way? It makes no sense with all this technology that there's not 1,000 cameras in the ballpark to get
question.
That angle. You can't, and I just cannot understand how you can miss that big of a call with all the technology. And why?
You didn't see enough footage?
Hold on.
In my opinion, it's The ball was over the fence.
Yeah.
But I talked to my brother, and we argued for 30 minutes.
He saw something different?
He is definitive that they interfered, and I kept saying, look at their arms. Look at Mookie Betts' arm. It's behind his back.
Yeah.
And he's like, and so I said, that tells you it's over the fence. He goes, no, he's not all the way up against the fence. So that's what I'm saying. Without the angle of coming down the outfield wall, there is no way to definitively tell. But the problem is, how do we not have technology that shows that angle? Also, they add two umpires for the playoffs in baseball. So they have the four in the infield, and then they have one on the right field line and one on the left field line. What is the point of having those umpires if they're going to stand 10 feet behind the infield umpires? Why are they not farther down the line where they can get a better angle? If you watch the game, they are literally 10 feet behind the freaking umpires in the infield.
So they're all bunched up right in the front.
It makes
no
sense.
Okay, I don't think... I think you're expecting me to disagree based on me being over here jumping. I don't disagree. I think we're all in agreement. So I want to bring up some other points here. So the way we talked at the beginning, there's a... And I don't know the rule, so I'm going to come to you on this. You know, I don't know the actual rule, so
okay.
If I say something incorrect. But if there is a... Number one... Number one, don't sell me a seat to sit right there if I don't get to sit there and enjoy the game. And if a game comes, you know what I'm saying? There is, whatever the ramifications are, there's a fan zone that starts and ends somewhere.
Right.
And there's a baseball player zone because I'm there to enjoy a game. You're there because
exactly.
You're getting paid to play it, right? So hold on, hear me out.
No, I'm going to tell you
there's two separate zones.
Because you said you don't know the rule. I'm going to tell you the zones.
If I say something incorrect.
Okay.
So are there two zones?
There's two zones.
Okay.
If the fan reaches into the field of play,
right.
Interference.
Absolutely.
If the ball player sticks his glove in past the field of play, into the stands in the dugout, over the line.
Whatever happens, happens.
He enters.
Look at the picture. You're going to look at that picture right there and tell me their hands are in the field of play?
I say no. I say no, but people say they...
Those people are stupid.
Here's another question.
And so once they go into the stands, once his glove reaches into the stands, he is entering the stands at his own risk, according to the rule. And there shall be no interference. So if you knock his glove off, once he reaches it in the stands... There is no penalty. That is his own risk.
Okay. Now, while I agree with you, let's get back, and this can apply to all sports, because I'm truly taken aback by this. The goal of instant replay, correct? Or the goal of the ability to show what just happened again is to get it correct, yes?
Correct.
If we have, like, in certain sports, you know how they say, just like, and I'll bring up a valid point. I don't remember what it was. It happened to be a Chiefs game. The clock ran out. Mahomes snapped it. No, hear me out on this.
I know, it's funny.
It was a delay of game in Denver.
No,
should have been called.
It couldn't have been reversed because it wasn't called on the field. It went in my favor. It was one of those calls where even with instant replay, that's what I don't understand, League. I want to ask you in all aspects of the sport, while I don't care if there's under 2 minutes, over 2 minutes, it's this play, it's that play. If we have the ability to get something correct, why don't we?
That is one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to replay, because they say that play is not reviewable. Every play should be reviewable. If you want to challenge and use your challenge on any play, it does not matter what it is. I don't care. You should be able to replay pass interference. If you want to throw the red flag or in baseball, tell them to go to the headphones. Any play should be reviewable.
Because every play matters.
I don't think that that'll change anything, though, because there are still humans watching the replay.
But back to the point of last night, the reason they didn't overturn it is because after watching the replays, the thousand angles that Lunchbox brings up and the HD technology and the cameras on cords that fly across the screen, we've got everything there is to get something right. And then they say, well, it couldn't be overturned all because of his point, because Joe West called it an out on the field. Had he called it
a home run on the field,
that
would have been a home run.
Yes.
That's stupid. But how many times do we watch? How many times do we argue even of challenge? You know, where everyone still sees it.
And that's exactly what we're saying. Right now, we are all arguing about the same play.
We're all in agreement.
Everybody sees something different. That is why if they have a camera right down the line, like a pylon cam, there is no argument. Once his glove crosses that yellow line on the top of the fence, if you are have a shot right down the line, there is no interference.
Let me ask you.
I got you.
Can you shoot, maybe dumb question, you may think I'm an idiot for doing this, but I know in like construction or people doing work, they can set lasers. Not any kind of laser that can hurt you, but like if you're trying to hang a picture or something, you can put a device on the wall and it can shoot a laser across the other.
Sure, brother, but I mean, I don't know how much money all that costs.
Like, okay, I don't care. We're not talking about how much money it costs. Well, I'm just saying, sure. Do we
the
not
people,
have...
the major league cares about how much money it costs.
We're paying three times what we should to get into the game. I think we can talk about a laser. Why do they not? Why can they not come up with it? My point is, we have technology in every single way to get it right. If we truly have people motivated in getting the game right, then why can't we?
Look, my problem with all this is the call and the penalty for the call. An out. I hate it. Fine, whatever.
So
I
what do you call them?
Give him a double or something. You know, like give him a double. Take the home runs. That would have brought in what, three runs for Altuve?
No, it brought in none.
What if he caught the ball?
No,
a
home run. A home run would have
brought two.
Brought two. Him and someone else is on
him
there?
Him and Springer.
Okay, so that would have been two runs. Give him a double. Like, something. I just don't like that they were trying to predict the future.
Double. Why are we giving him a double? We have the ability to get it right. That's what we're arguing about. You don't give him a double because he hit a home run.
No. But with what happened is they gave him an out. A better alternative is just...
Your opinion is to give him a double. But as a Red Sox... Like, a Red Sox guy is not going to say, hey, just give him a double.
But he didn't catch the ball.
But he's
going
to say, I would have caught it.
The history... You can't... A would have doesn't work. You can't say...
It is. It's either a home run or it's an out. You can't say, give him a single... Because you don't, he could have got a triple off it because it could have hit off the wall and bounced and
I'm saying an out is just, you can't call an out.
So what do you do, a redo?
Hey, let me ask.
I mean,
opinion is give him a double. I'm not rooting for the Astros. I'm just saying, you can't say that Mookie Betts would have caught that ball. You can't call that. That's not something that didn't happen. But what did happen was that ball did go over the yellow line.
Well, why did they?
What did happen was that ball was going out.
Why'd they give what's his name another third strike when the ball didn't hit his toe? They could have replayed and showed that three innings later on the third out. Who was up to bat when it was Bradley Jr.? Was it Jackie Bradley Jr. on the? You know what I'm talking about. On the third strike, when they called him out, and then he looked back. He goes, "No, it was a foul tip." And then the ump came out and he said, "Gave him another." I think he ended up getting a walk after that. And if he'd not tried to steal second, if he wouldn't have got thrown out of second, he'd had a base runner at second. I think it was the third or the middle.
You
got to
be on the mic, Pitts.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm leaning back. The middle, but my point is they could have. It didn't hit his foot. So
but that's not reviewable.
But that's what you and I are arguing
I
for.
Know, that's
we don't
what
understand.
Saying.
Like
if,
we have
if
the
you
ability
want
to
challenge anything, you should be able to challenge it. And Eddie, I understand your frustration. An out is a harsh, harsh penalty
because it's something that didn't happen.
Right, but they call it interference because if it's a foul ball and that happens, he's out. Also, even if he doesn't catch it, if the guy reaches over this and interferes with the player, he's out.
Again, I'm blown away by the fact that they saw the replay. But didn't overturn it, though.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why there is no definitive. We can't sit here and definitively say, in our eyes, we see definitively, yes.
Well, then just get rid of instant replay altogether and let the guys on the field with 65-year-old eyes
make the angle, if they had a better angle, because we're all looking at it head on. If you're looking down the line, then you can definitely see, because you don't know his back isn't flat against that wall, so is his arm really over the
wall?
Let's
just do this. Let's charge $5 more for a bucket of popcorn and take out the first row of seats. Now we don't have anything to worry about.
His arm is over the wall, Lunchbox.
In my opinion,
no,
yes.
No. Like, if you any angle you look at, whatever shots are out there, his torso, his nipples are right up against that yellow line.
What rights do I have as a fan, though? It seems like we can totally squash this whole thing by not allowing the opportunity to prevent itself. Why can't you just move the first row of seats back 2 feet, half a foot? I've never seen an outfielder with 6-foot arms. Let's just make it so the two zones can't touch. I mean, let's, how hard is it? Either they're making money off the stupid situation that we're arguing about, or, I mean, it's not that hard of a problem to fix, in my opinion.
Right, you have Wrigley Field where they have the basket. There, you can't interfere because the basket.
Either make the rule. Yeah, I mean, make the rule the rule. But not even hating on Joe West. But if we don't have somebody out there, it's not even a matter of Joe West. It's a matter of human error. There's not one alive that's perfect.
Right. But a little bit of me is, he's 65 years old, and there's no. Do I trust a 65-year-old?
He wouldn't be out there if he wasn't qualified. So I don't know the man.
No, because I think they have a union. They can't. I don't think they can be fired.
We let Eddie on the sports show.
Whoa, what does that have to do with anything?
That's a great, but
I'm qualified to be on this thing.
Much love. That's just your words. You know the least about, I mean, you're.
You don't think I'm qualified to be on a sports show?
Absolutely not. Lunchbox is the one that told
me. You know this is a sports podcast, right? Like, there isn't a big company behind this show. Like, This isn't us like being experts talking.
Eddie, I thought you were the biggest sports fan forever. For how many years you had the wool pulled
guys,
over my
eyes?
Guys,
we're not going to get into this.
Why is he fighting me? Why did we let him into our podcast and he's challenging my qualification
to be
on the show?
He knows the most about sports. Oh, I know the next. Then
I will fight you right now, Pitts.
Stop. Guys, we're talking about the Astros and the Red Sox. Besides that, we move on. The game is back and forth. It was a great game.
Come into my podcast and talk crap about my
qualifications. What about the NL game? How about some love for the NL boys?
Can I get there? I want to finish this game.
Okay.
Did you guys watch the end?
I did.
Did you stay up? No.
Benintendi? Or how do you say his last name?
Yes. Well, first of all, in the top of the ninth, the Red Sox have the bases loaded, two outs, and Josh Reddick makes an amazing diving catch in right field to keep it at a three-run game. And then, not to be outdone, Benintendi with, I mean.
What's his name? Benintendi?
Is that right? I mix it up when I try to say it to you. Benintendi.
Benintendi?
I honestly don't know.
If he misses that ball, they lose the game.
They're probably going to clear the bases.
The game's over. Like, yes, they're going to lose.
Bases were loaded, right?
Yes, and it was down two. Yeah. So all three runs are scoring. Game over.
Right.
So as an athlete, it may have been just instinct. I wonder if he at all thought, I should just play this on a hop, keep it in front of me, and let one run score and go to the next batter. But he came in and made the catch of the season.
It's such a good point you make, too, because I thought the same thing when I watched the replay. Do you jump in? Or do you just, kind of spread your legs, put your hand between your leg, make sure the ball does not get by you under all circumstances? Because you're right, it clears the bases.
And that's a ball player just making a play and not thinking about it. The Red Sox.
It's impressive, man.
They've been so impressive with two outs. They're getting all these RBIs with two outs. They have been battling. It's been.
Now, you did say that if the Astros lose last night, over.
I don't think the Astros can come back and win the series.
It's
3-1.
No, it's not over.
There one more in Houston and then two in Boston?
One more tonight in Houston. And then
one more in Boston.
And then the NL is Friday.
Two more in Boston.
Two more in Boston.
They get the best of seven.
Yeah, it's not best of six because then they tie 3-3, Eddie.
Right, no, I got that now.
I don't think down 3-1, I don't think that's a stretch. I mean, I'm not calling Houston out, but you're down a substantial amount against a very good ball club.
I mean, teams do come back from 3-1, but
it's happened before. We talked about that yesterday.
Right.
I just think that these two teams are so stacked. I just don't think it'll happen.
Now, on the other side, Manny Machado did not get hit last night yesterday.
He didn't get hit.
Right.
Right.
I was shocked by that.
But can I tell you what I loved?
Yes, I know exactly what you loved. The first pitcher.
Yes.
Five pitches.
I mean, gosh.
Genius by Craig Counsell.
No time to waste.
It did not work out. They didn't win the game.
They didn't even give him a chance to figure it out.
One walk? Is that what it was?
No, you don't understand why he did it, do you, Eddie?
I don't either. I want to.
So Wade Miley, he starts and he pitches to one batter, throws five pitches,
walks him.
Right.
Yanked.
I saw it.
Pull him out of the game, and everybody's like, "Whoa, what is he doing? How stupid! He only threw five pitches." Do you know why he did it?
I assume because he walked the batter, and they're like, no time for this.
Exactly. That's what you assume if you're just watching it casually.
Yeah, because I'm a casual sports fan.
Exactly. What he was really doing
jerk
is he was setting up the Dodgers. So they have a lot of left-handed bats.
Genius! He made them think that he was going to pitch at least seven innings.
So
they prepared for him.
So they don't put in their left-handed hitters. They put in all their right-handed bats. Like they started David Freese, right-hander. After the third inning, they took David Freese out. That's one less guy they got to come off the bench.
This is why you and I are in a different class than lunchbox.
No, shut up. Don't put me in your class.
That is.
I don't know anything about sports, according to you.
I didn't see the beginning of the game. I didn't know about it until I tuned in later and saw it.
Did you know that? Or did somebody tell you?
Yeah,
that?
Did you watch
some
post-game?
I was discussing with my cousin. I said, so what happened? He goes, oh, he took him out after five pitches. And I was like, did he get hurt? And he said, no. And then we started talking about it. He goes, and we broke it down, and he was like, and we were like, oh. My cousin was like, what I think he did, because I think Miley's going to come back and pitch game six. And I was like, that is so smart. That's a gamesmanship. That is, I've never seen it done. Before, and it's so genius to say, play little cat and mouse, be like, you know what, we're going to mess with you a little bit.
But it wasn't effective, so on the other side,
I mean, the win was what I'm saying.
Right,
but that tactic is legit.
It shortened their bench because they took David Freese out after three innings. So if it's a close game, they have one less pinch hitter, one less guy they can bring in off the bench. It was just a very, I thought it was a pretty bold move and smart by Craig Counsell.
Has it ever been done before?
I mean, maybe in the history of baseball. Not that I know. I mean, I've never seen it. Like, I don't know. Now I'm like.
Hey, but did the commentators talk about that or post-game? Did anyone talk about that?
I'm sure plenty of people.
Or is it just your cousin Andrew?
No, I'm sure plenty of people.
Because it is, dude,
it's a valid point.
That's not a point. One, it's genius of a call by their manager. And two, it's genius of you and your cousin to figure that out if you didn't hear it from a commentator. Dude, I'm proud of you. What a great observation.
No, everybody was talking about it like later last night and everything, but we talked about, like, we were texting about it during the game. We were just like,
still great. I love that, dude.
Like,
props to you.
Yeah. Like, how small. I mean, it's just.
It's
next
smart.
It's next level thinking.
Because you said yesterday that if you ain't cheating in baseball, you ain't winning.
You ain't trying.
Or
but
whatever.
But that's not even cheating.
But it's a tactic that most people don't think about.
It's trying something different.
It's strategy.
Yes.
I love it.
Love it. Like, I thought, yes.
And Pitts, we're idiots. Like, we're just. We watch the game, like, don't even think twice about stuff. We're like, come on, coach, give him a chance. He did good.
I agree. I think I'm a baseball fan, but I don't have that kind of baseball knowledge to even go there and think like that.
No,
I don't do the lineups and stuff like that. I don't think
second, maybe third level thinking of baseball.
Or some playing or some coaching or something like that.
I mean, and in the end, it didn't matter because Kershaw was dominant. Dodgers win, go up 3-2, heading back to Milwaukee. That's still a series.
Is it odd for him to get hits? I know it's odd for pitchers to get hurt.
He's a good hitter.
He's a good hitter.
Got a great hit, man. That was a.
But yes, it is odd for them. I mean, it's still rare for them to get hits because they get one out of every 10, 15 at bat.
But he's a monster of a dude.
Big dude.
Like, he's a monster of a dude.
Yeah, you know who he went to high school with?
I do.
Classmates?
Yeah.
No,
Matthew Stafford.
You know where they went?
Probably Texas.
Highland Park.
Texas.
Let's
just say they come for some money.
Money.
You want to get paid? The G League.
What's that?
The minor league of the NBA. They're now going to offer elite high school kids when they're 18 and they don't want to do the one and done. If they don't want to do the one and done, $125,000 instead of going to college, they can come play in the G League.
What is the G League, though?
It's the minor league of the NBA.
Is there any kind of appetite for it?
So there's a D-League,
I've never even
too,
heard
right?
of it.
So
no. They renamed it the G-League.
Oh, so the D-League doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
We had that in Austin.
It's just
Toros.
It's the D-League. They just renamed it the G-League. They got a sponsor from Gatorade.
What does G stand for?
Gatorade.
Okay. Because it was
a sponsor.
It was D for developmental.
Yeah, but now it's just G-League, and they make
Sellouts.
It sound cool.
Do they have teams like pros, like when they play schedules and they play each other and all that stuff?
Yeah. It's a minor league.
It's like brother here is a big Kansas basketball fan. Wayne Selden. He didn't make the NBA, so he went to the G League, and then last year he ended up getting called up to the Memphis Grizzlies and signing a contract.
So there is a call-up.
So you play in there. It's like a minor league system, and you hope to develop and get called up to the NBA. And so now...
But even if you don't, you said you're still getting a buck and a quarter a year?
Well, not everybody's going to get a buck and a quarter.
The ballers.
The elite guys that were going to be one and done going to college. If they don't want to go to college... The G League announced they are going to offer them $125,000, and they'll be able to sign with agents.
Can they go to college and play in the G League?
Nope. Because once you get paid, you cannot go to college. You cannot be paid and go play amateur sports.
that would open up a whole big can of worms.
You can go get your education, but you can't play basketball.
No, I didn't mean play basketball.
No,
if they wanted to get their education. Well, I mean, just because somebody knows how to dunk a basketball doesn't mean they don't want to be educated.
It's a really good point. That's a really, really good point, because that's the one problem I had with this, is that you're encouraging people out of high school to not go to college. Because,
But why would you go to college? Here's my thing. If you're going to get a good job that pays you $125,000 a year, why do you need college? You can go back to college later.
Yeah.
That money is not always going to be there, because let's say you go to college, you blow out your knee. I understand these guys that want to go straight from high school to the pros. If you're graduating high school and Wall Street comes and says, hey, man, we don't need you to go to college. We just want you to come work at our firm. Are you going to say no?
No, I'd probably do it.
Exactly.
But I wouldn't plan on going back to college.
Well, yeah. Well,
because those jobs, you can grow in those jobs and you don't have to.
Exactly. And I doubt
you can't grow in basketball. Like, if you break a leg or whatever, you're out. Like,
okay, but you've got $125,000 and you wouldn't have $125,000 before that.
But do you remember in college those older people, and I don't mean this in a
bad way. Non-traditional students.
But do you remember them? I feel like we always kind of not made fun of them, but just kind of felt like, oh, the old guys here, mm-hmm. like, here's the old dude coming with us. Let's invite him to the party tonight. Mm-hmm. I just, it's a weird thing, you know, where like older people go to college.
No, Bruce Bowen, he was in the same class as me in college.
You went to class with Bruce Bowen?
Yes.
What class was that?
It was a communications class. It was 8 a.m., and the teacher did say, like, if you have more than four excused, you know, unexcused absences, then you're automatically, like, everyone after that, you drop a letter grade, and if you get to, like, five or six, you're automatically going to fail my class, unless you can, you know, bring a note or whatever. And so Bruce Bowen went up to her. Bruce Bowen went up to her and said, excuse me, ma'am, you know, I'm going to be missing more than that because I play basketball for the, and she goes, who do you play basketball for? And she goes,
a little program.
And he said the San Antonio Spurs or whatever. And she goes,
okay.
She goes, I'm not sure what that is, but you have to bring me a note from your coach.
Okay. So then just
so
like,
Greg Popovich, Greg Popovich wrote him a note and he had to give it to the professor. And she had no idea what the Spurs were.
It sounds crazy, but I mean, it's legit. That's his job. I don't care what your job is. You know, her classroom. It's a funny story.
No, I know. It's just funny that it was Bruce Bowen and Greg Popovich writing a teacher's note.
Right.
Especially with you being a fan. I bet it was neat for
wait,
you.
Wait, did you sit next to him?
No.
Did you cheat off of him?
No, but I did. In Intro to Earth Systems, it was my science class. I had to get two science credits. You got to take a group test, and then you had to take individual test, then the group test, and you know you split the score 50-50. So I joined up with the two non-traditional students. This one guy, he was probably 60, and he was there to learn. Me, I was just there to get the credit. I didn't care. So I, of course, grouped up with them. I never studied a lick for those tests. I get a C on mine, A on theirs. Give me a B in the class. Let's go.
Median, baby.
Wait, but hold on. Did you ever talk to him and like take a picture with him?
No.
And anytime they'd be like,
that was before camera phones.
Anytime they'd be like, question number three, and you'd be like, yeah, three, like Bowen, dropping those threes.
No, never did any of that. No, never did any of that.
I'm shocked.
It wasn't really a answer questions out loud kind of class. It was just kind of the teacher talked and you sat there.
But when you see like anyone walk on the street, you start yelling their names and asking for a picture, and Bruce Bowen's sitting next to you, and you're not.
That's before camera phones. Did you hear me? Like, that's before camera phones.
Have a freaking disposable?
No, I did not bring a disposable camera to class. I'm sorry.
Before camera phones, how old is this? I'm going to have to call on you. I'm going to have to call you on this. Camera phone's been out for a minute.
No.
You want to go?
When we were in college, there were no camera phones.
2000.
No,
2000.
There was camera phones.
There was not camera phones.
After you kick brother's ass, I'll kick his ass.
I'm just telling you, I was in class with him, and that's, I'm just, yes, so these kids.
That he didn't have a picture with him.
Or an autograph.
Listen, guys, I worked with him. I worked at the Spurs. I'd see him at work.
Oh, so you knew him?
No, not really.
Did he call you by lunchbox?
No, he didn't call me by lunchbox.
You'd be like, what up, BB?
Because let's be real. He was rarely there, guys, because he was playing basketball.
He had an excuse, though.
Yes, but he probably came to two classes, maybe a week at the most.
You were in a communications class with a basketball player from one of your favorite basketball teams, and
you didn't get
no
an
communication or anything.
No, I didn't.
I'm not believing you.
I don't care.
This isn't lunch. This isn't your style.
Then look up the story. Look it up and see.
Somebody wrote an article on this.
They ended
look
up doing
it up. Stuff that didn't happen. .net.
It's Lunchbox's article written by
this
Lunchbox.
NeverHappened.com.
It was
Lunchbox.
It was a night just like this. I go to my night class, and sitting next to me is himself, Bruce Bowen.
Still
in the
had his jersey.
What did you want
I
me
to?
Did you want? Did you want me to bake him some cookies or
autograph,
something?
Autograph.
Autograph.
You have
Bruce Bowen. The whole year you didn't wear a Spurs shirt one day, like Bruce.
Did you wear a jersey to class?
No, I didn't have a jersey.
You don't have a Spurs jersey?
No, I used to have a Tony Parker and a Manu after.
Make him sign the Manu jersey.
They didn't have jerseys before camera phones.
No. I did not have a Spurs jersey at that point. I had a Spurs shirt, but whatever.
Get the shirt signed.
Guys, it's a black shirt.
Were they dominating at this time? Because I know that I don't know.
Yes, Bruce Bowen was part of the domination.
Do you understand that I was on the court when the Spurs won the title and Bruce Bowen gave me a piece of the net?
Where is it?
It's at my house.
Show it to me next time we're at the house.
Okay.
Did he bring it to class?
No. He cut down the net, and I was standing right there, and he handed me a piece of the net.
Bruce, are you listening? Does anybody know Bruce?
I mean, look, I could have brought him cookies or brownies or something like that.
Why would you bring him brownies or cookies?
I don't know, because you guys are saying this. I mean, this girl, there's
it's unlike you to not have memorabilia from some,
I do.
A moment like having sharing a class with him.
I'm just saying, if you're friends with him, like, did he didn't invite you to one game knowing how big of a fan you
were? We weren't friends, brother. He was in my class.
But you have an infectious personality. That's why Eddie and I are having a tough time understanding
this. I'm struggling
with this. Like, you
understand Bruce.
Everybody you meet, you leave a good impression. You're friendly with
everybody.
That's
not true.
Well, not everybody, but I mean, 9 times out of 10, he's a good
dude. He pisses some people off. We were playing golf with an old man. There's a threesome, me, Lunchbox, and this old man. And for some reason, this old man just hated Lunchbox. I mean, I would hit a mediocre shot. Great shot, Eddie. Lunchbox landed on the green, stick it right by the pin. Nothing. Crickets from the old man.
Would not talk to me.
He wouldn't talk to Lunchbox at all.
I don't understand it.
That's just not his personality. That's why Eddie and I are having a tough time just knowing how you would be in class. Unless you just came out of your shell after you left communications class, I would think that you would have formed a friendship with him.
That's a good point. Maybe you were starstruck.
No. Guys. There was nothing to say. I was an 18-year-old kid. Like, he doesn't want to talk to me. It wasn't a class where you just talk to people. No one really talked to each other. We're 18. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and there's this Bruce Bowen guy. Okay, great. I mean, and speaking of that guy playing golf, do you think that grandpa's probably dead by now, huh?
Okay, why would you say that?
He's probably not calling outs at the baseball games. How old
was he? I'm just saying he was an older grandpa.
What did you do to him though?
I don't know, but
would you say stuff like that? Like, oh, grandpa? Like,
no,
I don't remember.
You would say he was a grandpa, right?
Yeah, he was old.
So he's old. So he's probably dead.
Oh, he was so nice, like, though. He was your typical sweet old man.
Did you talk loud? Maybe, I mean, you and I both have a loud voice.
Did
you upset him?
Actually, both of you guys do stuff that's really annoying on the golf course. One time, Brother Pitts played a whole round of golf without socks.
How did that sound?
I didn't have a choice. Oh, it was real pleasant for me, let me tell you.
Every time he'd walk on the green, he would go look to read his putt.
You weren't on the green when I was on the green.
And then he would read his putt. Oh, let me look at that on the other side, brother.
Shut up.
He'd walk to the other side of the pin, get that read. It looks like it's going to break.
Wish I could say but you're not. Have socks.
Let me go look on the other side. I'm so annoyed. Hey, what's another thing brother does in the golf course?
Stop it.
Oh, he
loses?
No.
Brother, let him talk.
Brother, like you're riding in a cart with him, right? And your ball's on one side of the fairway and his is on the other. He will take his whole bag instead of just waiting for you to drive him over to his ball.
He could wait.
He takes his whole bag off the cart and jogs over there. And that's when you know brother's in a bad mood on the golf course.
He grabs the whole bag and he runs. And that day when he didn't have socks on.
Stop it.
Whenever Eddie does that noise, we could be eating dinner somewhere and he can just go. And I know exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. I don't think that's ever happened, but that day, because I hate not wearing socks.
That happened. You don't remember that?
Happen.
I'm saying I don't think it's ever happened, but that day.
And we're like, brother, just go to the pro shop. I'm sure they have socks.
Yeah,
go
$8, bucks, no thanks.
Yeah, you'd rather annoy us for 4 hours with the.
You can get a 3-pack of the gold toes at Ross for $8.
What else?
You'd rather, instead of spending $8, you'd rather annoy us for 4 hours with.
No, because
all over the golf course. That's okay.
Here, stop.
And okay.
What's another thing brother does too is he hits a good drive. Good solid drive, and he can hit it about 290, 280, I would say.
How far does brother think?
Sometimes he thinks he hit it 400 yards.
That's such a lie. I tell you guys, I can see the direction of where I'm going, but I'm horrible with depth perception. So when I tell you
know.
I know the direction, but I can't tell you if it's there, I don't know.
Brother will drive 75 yards past his ball. Right, brother, you're back here. No, I think I'm up here by the green.
Okay, brother. And sure enough, we got to wait 15 minutes for him to realize, his ball's
back there. You're like that toy as a kid where you take his arms and you stretch everything. I'm not, number one, I'm not near as good as you say I am at golf, but thank you. I've never hit a ball 290, maybe 280.
Your drive does go 290.
Like if it hits downhill and the wind's blowing. I'm not that great at golf. I love to play, but where I get a kick out of Lunchbox, and him and I are the same exact way, is I cannot erase a bad shot. And if you're going to be a good golfer, you have to. You have to have no memory, because Box and I will hit a good shot, and we'll feel good, and then we get up, and we can't hit that one bad shot. You know, we hit one good shot, but then there's 10 bad shots, and I can't get it out of my head. But I love golf, but it's so hard.
Okay. I was trying to transition that whole time. I kept saying cookies, brownies, and y'all guys would not shut up about Bruce Bowen. So
that's what you were doing.
At least you got a few golf shots in.
Hey, I was really thinking, like, what do cookies and brownies have to do with this?
I was trying, like, I was like, okay, so what was I supposed to bring him cookies? And you guys are like, yeah. And I was going to be like, sort of like this girl or this kid in high school did, baked cookies for her classmates, I'm going to assume it's a girl, had her grandparents' ashes mixed in.
I read this.
That isn't cool. On purpose?
On purpose. That's where I was trying to go. Like, what in the world is wrong with this sick individual?
That's a psychopath. This student. I think I read they were like siblings.
Two students were part of the plot to make and pass out sugar cookies with one of their grandparents' cremated ashes baked inside.
I would have made no bakes that ashes in them, but
I don't get that joke.
I don't get it either.
It's already been baked. I would think that
still don't get it.
They have to burn them to get ashes. That's gross, and why are we even talking about this?
That's a gross story. I mean, I read it too, and it's just like, what is wrong with those people to even think that that would be funny?
Well, it's not.
And then, what if you were one of the students, like, thanks, Sarah? Like, I appreciate that. Oh, not a bad cookie.
I think I would press charges.
They did.
Well, I mean, they're investigating.
Can you? I don't know. There probably can't be a health scare because it's just ashes at that point.
But when you have ashes, there's a little bit of bone in there.
Well, that's what I was
asking. There's a little bit of bone.
I was just asking. Disgusting. I don't think.
What if you got the molar?
A molar?
Yeah, you're chopping down. Oh, man.
No, Coach.
How did I get a molar?
I think it burns it where there's nothing left.
No, there's still little chunks of bone.
Do you know this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to argue with that because I've never.
I haven't either, but I didn't know.
There's still little pieces.
What? Is there any. Was she trying to be evil, or did she maybe...
Obviously, how is she not trying to be nice?
I know you don't know somebody's head. Like, she may.
Like maybe...
You and I with rational minds, but you don't know that she was all there. You don't think that somebody with a full deck's making cookies out of their grandparents.
Maybe she was trying to... Hold on, I got an idea.
What if their grandparents were jokesters, and so they thought this would be funny, like a way to say their one final joke?
That's one angle where we could be giving them the benefit of the doubt. What's another angle?
Another angle, just a horrible joke. I don't know. Maybe they were bakers. What was her parents' legacy? Did they own a bakery? I don't know. It's gross. I wouldn't do it. I don't know what the angles
could
be.
That's sick, man. Obviously have no care for your grandfather.
So she made this known. How would you find out otherwise?
I'm sure kids tell each other everything.
When you brag.
What age? Did I miss the age?
They're high school. So if you're one of the people that got the cookie,
F that.
No, not F that. You fighting that?
I don't think fighting the students? For what? No, I would press charges.
I would whoop their
Do you fight though?
No, but if this happened,
if you gave me a cookie with your grandparents' ashes baked inside, I'm coming for you.
Coach, how old are you?
I am 37 years old.
Coach, you have to grow up. You got to stop thinking your fists are going to solve everything.
No. Like, if I'm in high school, I'm talking about if we're in high school.
Oh, you're putting yourself back in that.
If you get this cookie.
He loves living in high school, by the way.
Back when he couldn't say good morning to Bruce Bowen, he's going to kick somebody's ass for making him a shirt.
He loves talking about high school because he was prom king.
Guys, you're in algebra class, okay? You're sitting there and you're learning the, X equals Y divided by 2, carry the 1.
I'm pretty sure you got all that wrong.
All of it.
Would you like a cookie? Yeah. Oh, just so you know, I baked my grandparents' ashes in there. Excuse me? There's going to be fisticuffs flying.
Okay, can we take a different angle? What if she didn't? Have you ever done, how kids prank? Let's hope for the prank
side. That's a possibility.
What if she didn't and she was just saying that kids
but
say
if she
stuff?
Then my fists were a little prank when I hit you. That was just a prank. I was just joking. Sorry.
Well, weren't you ever taught never to take candies or cookies from people?
From
a stranger? She wasn't a stranger.
She's not. She's a classmate.
Right. Bruce Bowen was a classmate.
He's not a stranger. We all know who he is.
He didn't talk to him.
Oh, my gosh.
Bruce Bowen was a classmate.
Hey, Coach, so what's the next story on the list?
Do you have anything else?
Because I'm not catching these transitions. Like, I'm trying.
I'm trying to figure out how you know there's bone fragment in ashes.
Ask him that. We'll figure that out. You can probably figure that out.
If you ever have someone cremated, just...
I have, but I still don't know that that's...
They're very fine. It's very minute. It's not like a big... you're not going to see a femur in there.
Okay, well, I get that.
Speaking of femur...
You got to have a transition for that.
I mean, a femur, you're not going to find a shin bone.
I know, I was just thinking from an uninformed... I've never experienced the cremation process. I was just thinking that fire, I assumed, like Eddie did, it was ash.
You may find a testicle.
Speaking of testicles...
That would make some cookies.
Do you know who grabs testicles all the time? Rugby players.
They grab rugby?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a defense mechanism or something?
I think, don't they do the snap that way? Like, don't they all kind of like... lock arms and legs and everything, and usually there's something being grabbed.
It's a scrum.
Right? What is a scrum? Oh, the start.
Yes.
Yeah, it's called a scrum. Yeah. And sometimes, speaking of testicles, they grab them.
They grab
Don't you have a rugby story?
Yes.
Okay, see, that's what I was trying to do. Now you're stalling on mine.
No.
Are you getting back at me because of the brownie and cookie thing?
No, I thought you were going to go into it because you were...
I don't know the story.
I was just trying to...
There's this dude...
Hold on, let me try it again. Testicles...
I'm trying to get better about not doing speaking of because it's obvious. I'm just trying to flow into it.
Oh, okay, I got it. Funny you mentioned testicles. You know who grabs testicles when they do scrum?
See, that's why I was like, what are you talking about? They grab testicles. Do you have some story that I don't have? I was so confused. That's why
I always thought it was weird. Like,
that's why I paused. I've never seen a rugby player grab testicles.
Oh, I had rugby player friends in college, and they would, I would go to their practices and be like, what are you guys doing?
This is like a hoorah, like data boy kind of a thing?
No.
Defense, like punch them while you're running to get the ball.
The way the play starts is like the ball's down in the huddle. It's a big pile of people, and
it's a scrum.
Scrum. And they lock legs, and an arm goes in between a leg, and another arm goes between another arm.
And they try to move it. It's like a battering ram kind of thing.
It's really weird and barbaric.
It's really cool.
Okay.
Like, rugby players are tough.
They're tough.
They are crazy, and they are tough.
Yeah.
And this rugby player from New Zealand, he gets hit, right, in the 59th minute. Still 30 minutes left in the game, and there's already players out for injury. So he's like, I got to keep playing.
Do you have video of this?
Guess what?
What?
He had a crushed testicle.
Oh! So it was a good transition.
He crushed his testicle and kept playing.
That sucks.
That makes my color leave my face.
You all ever been kicking the balls?
Well, who hasn't?
Yeah, who hasn't?
Never had one crushed. I can't even imagine the pain that they even come. Like, I know what kicking, like, crush is like a whole new level of holy.
When I was in seventh grade, one of the kids on the eighth grade football team didn't wear a cup, got stepped on, crushed a nut.
Okay, so what?
Does that come back? Is that
no, it's gone. It's gone.
Okay, you can't inflate it or nothing?
No, it's gone. Like, it's destroyed.
Back it up. So when you say crushed a nut, like it literally crushes it, it can't work anymore, so they get rid of it.
Right.
Do you get it removed or does it stay in there crushed?
No, you get it removed.
Wow. Ugh. See, that's why we have two of everything. That's why we have two arms. That's why we have 10 fingers. That's why we have two ears.
I don't ever want to.
Because if you lose one, you can have another one.
The manager said,
I don't ever want to lose one.
It was just a direct blow on the bullseye.
I get it. Dang, dude, that sucks.
I mean... Oh, y'all, but he kept playing.
Y'all want to hear a crazy story about
balls?
That's
tough.
Yeah.
Man.
No.
When I was probably 8 years old, it was middle of the night. We were sleeping, and I heard a bunch of yelling outside my house. And we kind of lived outside of town, so it was really quiet in where we lived. No neighborhood. It was just a road that was in the middle of nowhere. And we just heard people yelling outside. And I walk out my room. My dad's grabbing a shotgun. And I'm like, what is happening? And he opens the front door, and I follow my dad, and he gets his shotgun and loads shells and starts shooting in the air. Boom, boom, boom. And he's like, get out of here. Get out of our yard. And there was a fight going on in front of our house. Three cars and probably about 10 dudes.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about animals. It was actually
and
people.
They all jump in their cars and split. Like,
why were they fighting in your front yard?
I'm telling you.
They just stopped.
They must have just stopped out because we're in the middle of nowhere, and they just started fighting.
Right.
So my dad, he shoots his thing. They all leave, right? And so me and my dad walk out there because they leave one dude there. And he's grabbing his nuts. He's like, dude. The memory won't escape my mind. He was dying grabbing his nuts because they kicked him. They all were just taking turns kicking him in the nuts. And I'll never forget the pain in this, the look in this guy's face.
Did they swell up? Like the size of grapefruits or anything?
I didn't see it. My dad helped him out.
I was going to say, did you help the guy?
My dad did. I was 8 years old. I was just kind of like, what do I do? Like, just watching it all. But I still to this day, dude, I'm 39 years old. That happened when I was 8 years old. I'll never forget the look of that guy's face. And poor
dang,
dude.
I can't believe you remember that.
I mean,
poor guy.
Yep. You're probably done having children at that point, right?
I think it's over.
That doesn't come back.
I don't think you can have kids after that. If there's severe damage, like, I don't know if like
crushed.
Yeah, I feel like if you crushed it, it would be over.
I'll tell you a crazy story about nuts. Have you ever?
Can we say testicles? I don't know if nuts is okay.
I think I said balls.
Okay,
whatever. Have you ever?
That's
had
what my them? Little boy, my 5-year-old says in balls all the time too.
I got tricked into having them for dinner.
Oh, but those are cow balls. Those are mountain oysters.
Yeah,
that's a meal.
I was just telling you a funny story when I was in high school. I didn't know what they were.
Oh, you guys want to live in high school, huh? Let's go talk about high school, huh?
Well, no, I was just saying I wanted a ball story. You guys got ball stories.
So what's the story? You ate bull testicles?
I thought I was having chicken tenders and fries watching the Chiefs-Cowboys game one Thanksgiving. It was a Chiefs-Cowboys game. It was an afternoon game.
Always goes back to the Chiefs.
No, it's always Cowboys, but once in a while the Chiefs get a Thanksgiving game. We're playing them.
Well, it depends who we're playing, yeah.
It was 95, maybe we'd have to look, 94, 6, whenever the Chiefs played the Cowboys, and I thought it was a big plate of chicken tenders and waffle fries.
Brother, what did they taste like?
Wait, hold on.
They tasted like chicken. They were wonderful.
I got a question. So, two balls are round, tenders are long. So, did you have long balls or
they take,
what?
They take the ball.
I don't understand.
Well, listen, they take the ball and like...
Well, picture the bull balls. Just like they're big.
Just think
that's what I'm saying. They're like gobstoppers, those big old jawbreakers.
Bigger than that.
No, the big
Think of like a lime, like a bartender would cut limes to serve
it's about the size of a tennis
ball. Oh, so they slice the balls up.
Yes, they would slice them like you would see like a lime wheel or an orange wheel.
It looks like a sausage.
Thinner.
Yeah.
And then these, they just fry them. You know, they put batter on them, so they could look like anything. You know, after you fry them with the batter on them, you know, they just look like a chicken strip or something else. The way I have,
right? They're longer. Okay, so I never had them.
They taste great. If you didn't know any better, you would probably assume they were chicken. It's not, but at the end of the day, you're eating balls.
You know what we say, brother? After you have a meal like that,
what?
Man, we were having a ball.
We did. We had a ball. I had two plates. I had two plates, and I think we won the game.
And we had a ball while doing it.
Oh. Dang, dude.
We did.
So you went balls deep.
Oh! You guys went balls out, though, for real, right?
You ever had turkey fries?
What's that?
Turkey balls.
No, those are small, huh?
Well, I mean, they're not as big as mountain oysters, but...
Nope, never had that, man.
Turkey fries. I'm sure there's others. I mean, I pretty much ended my testicle eating at that.
Eddie, I want to go back to something. You said, I'm not a fighter, right? I'm 37. I need to grow up.
Yeah.
Last night, almost got into it.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Was this what? Are your in-laws still in town?
No, they're gone. They're gone. Okay. So I had a co-ed soccer game, and I go out there, and we're playing. Just hear me out. And we're up 2-0, and there's like 3 or 4 minutes left in the game, and this guy, Charlie, on my team starts yelling at our team, like, why do we keep kicking the ball away? Hold the ball and just pass it, and we can win. And this dude on the other team on their bench, like, he's not in the game at that point, he goes, why don't you shut the blank up? And he goes, you're way past your prime. You don't need to worry about your skill level.
Whoa.
He's telling you this?
He's telling Charlie, who's on my team, that. And Charlie's like...
Is Charlie way past his prime, though? How old is Charlie?
Charlie's 28.
No, he's not past his prime.
But still.
And this is co-ed?
This is co-ed.
Females on the,
jeez.
And so Charlie's like, I'm talking to my team. And he goes, I don't give a blank who you're talking to.
Okay, so this is a fight between Charlie and this other dude.
And I'm standing right there next to this dude. Like, he's on the sideline. I'm on the field. And I turn around. I said, dude, shut the up. He's talking to us. He has nothing to do with you. And he goes, I don't care. You're up 2-0. How many goals do you think you need to score? And I was like,
we're playing a game.
Are we supposed to just quit? And he goes, oh, Mr. Tough Guy on the field, huh?
Oh.
And I said, well, you're a tough guy standing on the sideline.
Was he drunk?
No, he's playing in the game.
He can't be drunk.
And I said,
doesn't seem like a rash mind.
And I said, come on the field then and we'll do it.
Oh, my goodness.
But then he didn't come on the field.
So you called him out?
Yeah, he didn't sub in.
No, good for you. Dude, the fight wasn't between, it was between Charlie and this dude.
No.
Why do you step in?
I say good for you for anybody that stands up for themselves.
Because he's my teammate.
I wasn't encouraging the fight.
Stand up for themselves. The fight was this dude talking crap about Charlie.
There's no I in team, bro. Until the game's over.
Right. Charlie is on my team.
Oh,
and this guy.
This goes back to the whole baseball.
Are you going to let somebody talk about your wife or your kids? That's your team. You know what I'm saying? They weren't saying something to you, but you're going to protect your team.
Exactly. Boom. That's a great point.
No, if another woman is yelling at my wife, I'd be like, go ahead, babe. Take care of him.
You're not like
that. What if it's another guy?
I'm just saying you take care of
him. No guy's going to talk to my wife like
that. That's her fight.
No.
See, exactly.
She can't defend herself.
That's what I'm saying.
Like my mom always said, you can mess with the lion, but you don't mess with the cubs. He's taking care of his team.
Right.
Charlie didn't take control of the situation, so the lunchbox did. Look, bro, we're playing a game.
Brother, I got a question on that one, though. So the lion...
I don't know which one has cubs or whichever one's male or female.
I think it's a den of lions.
That's fine, a den.
Anyway, so I...
You get my point.
I probably, maybe at 37, I shouldn't be doing that.
No.
But at the same time, I was just like, what is this dude's problem?
But what was the rest of the team doing? Just sitting back, watching Charlie?
We're playing the game.
Is there any kind of feud prior to this game?
No.
Like between the two teams?
I've never seen this guy in my life.
I think friendly. Co-ed, you know, I'm thinking there's ladies involved. There might be kids watching. It might be a friendlier environment. It just seems like I wouldn't think co-ed and somebody saying
I don't know why he got so upset to begin with. Like, it was just like out of nowhere. Like, it was calm all game, and then all of a sudden he just starts yelling. And I was just like, dude, Relax.
Brother, I've seen Lunchbox fight with all of our friends, mm-hmm. with all these people.
All these people? What are you talking about? Name one. Cruz, that's it.
Bobby.
No, I never fought with Bobby.
Would you say a lot of the stuff comes from his passion, like me? Like you get angered. You don't genuinely have anger or mean with somebody.
Listen,
you just get.
That is Lunchbox. He's an emotional person.
Me too.
When he's really sad, he cries. When he's really angry, he gets angry. He gets mad. When he's really hungry, he gets hangry. Like it's
get
all the
Snickers. Do you have a problem with men crying?
No.
Thank you. I was just curious. Well, you made it sound like he was a
enough.
No, he's just emotional.
I just wanted to share.
He's just real.
I felt like I needed to confess that when you were like, "Lunch, you're too old to fight," and I was like, "I'm going." Like I was
you're
trying
too
to,
old to fight.
Yes, I'm too old to
and
fight.
And now you have a little baby box.
Right, but I want him to stand up for himself.
I hate that too old to fight. The day you're born, you're too old to fight. Fighting's stupid. I hate that saying. Fighting does no good.
Exactly.
Too old to fight. The day you breathe air, you're too old to fight.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
But he doesn't like boxing or MMA, so he thinks that's stupid to fight.
Well, what's crazy, though?
I never say it's stupid. I just don't understand. I understand boxing. To me, MMA looks very violent. You get one body. Like, we're gifted one body.
Well, what do you think football is? Football is violent.
I
get it. Speaking of football.
But the football, you're trying to score a touchdown. You're not trying to bloody somebody's nose or make them submit to you. I'm not hating on the athletes. They're incredible athletes. They've trained forever to be doing that. I just don't understand that kind of motivation in hurting another human being.
All right, brother.
Okay.
To the point that they do.
We've convinced Eddie that he's going to take $1 and bet 15 games, a 15-game parlay. He's going to turn it into, Ray says, $16,000. I don't know. I need to see the
bet
place. He says
this $1 right here. You see it, right, Pitts?
Mm-hmm.
This $1 will turn into $16,000.
So he has to hit 15-game parlay. That means he has to, against the spread, pick 15 games right. And his first game tonight is... So, Eddie, we need to know your first pick. What is your pick tonight to start this 15-game parlay? We're not going to go over all 15 games.
Why not?
No.
Can I throw a dollar in and we bet two and make
You do your own bet. You can do whatever you want, brother.
So, what is your first game on your 15-game parlay? Because once you hit this, then tomorrow we'll go over the next 14.
So, tonight, Thursday Night Football, we have the Denver Broncos at Arizona. All right? And the spread is Denver 1.5.
Okay.
So I am taking the Broncos. They will just demolish the Cardinals.
So is that your...
That's my first one. It's a risky... What?
So...
A lock?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't do that. It's a raise thing. He got mad at me when I did it yesterday.
But that's your lock.
That's my lock. But I mean, dude, this is scary. This is all scary.
So when you say, I don't know betting. I kind of know parlay.
Okay.
When you say bet against the spread, so all he has to do is just pick a team. He has no more control after that.
No.
The spread, 1.5 points. So Denver has to win.
By 2 points.
Right. If at the end of the game you add 1.5 points to Arizona and it beats the Denver score, Eddie lost.
Because he's got Denver covering 1.5.
Yes.
Right.
So Denver's got to win by two. Ties don't matter in parlays?
Yeah, well, what's the rule on that?
You can't get 1.5 in football anyway.
Right. If it was 3 points, it would be a push, and you would just make it a...
A push is a loss for somebody betting?
Is a push a win?
No, a push is a push.
So do I get 16,000?
No, you would get it would only count as a 15-game or a 14-game parlay. So you would just knock that one game off.
Oh, so that's cool.
But you're still alive, like protection for
the better, I guess.
If it was a one-game bet, and the line is the Patriots -3 over the Chiefs, they won by 3, so you just get your money back. That's it.
The chance of this happening is pretty much nothing.
That's why you win $16,000.
But you, being a bookie, I wouldn't take that dollar bet because of what I was risking, even though the risk was nothing, unless I was getting tons and tons and tons of dollar bets.
Well, this isn't an individual bookie who like depends on this dollar.
I'm just saying what it could cost him. I don't know if I'd want to take that.
This is a company that does hundreds and thousands of bets.
Right.
So they can, they can afford paying $16,000.
Do you have
prize.
Any other money you don't want to get back? I'll take some of it.
No, we had this conversation yesterday because I do DraftKings every weekend.
I know you talked me out of $20 last year.
Well, no, that was different. That was a one-on-one game. But I'm talking about betting $3 on DraftKings and a chance to win $100,000. But you're playing against, I don't know, 10,000 people.
Isn't that what you did? Remember when you came in last year and said you hit something? It might have been golf or something.
Remember I won $100 on the Masters.
But what was it? Like, it was a big deal.
It was a
not
big,
the money, but what you won.
It was
like,
a
out
big
of how
deal.
Many people
out,
or something.
Out of like 20,000 people, I placed, 400 or
That's
something.
Awesome.
And I ended up winning like $100. And that was better than 400, but whatever it was. So I was telling these guys about that, and they're like, there's even a better one. Pick 15 games. That's it. 15 games.
Do they have
and
to
I
be
can,
consecutive? Or just, like, after you pick one tonight, is there a
no,
game
I have to
that
pick,
you have to pick next?
No, when I place the bet, I got to pick the 15 teams
at
right
that,
then.
At that time?
Yeah, at
one
time.
So right. Are you going to do 15 games in 1 week? Or are you going
to? Yeah. It has to be this weekend. Like, it's not. He can't do it over 6 months.
So that's what Lunchbox is saying. Tonight, it depends. Like, if I win tonight, then we're in business. But if I don't, I'll just do another one.
How many games are there? Doesn't he have to bet every single thing? Right. Wouldn't that be every game?
No. He has to put all 15 on that one slip. So he is betting tonight's game, and the other games happen this weekend. But if he loses tonight, he can just throw that ticket away because he lost.
I know, but I was saying how many games. Like, that parlay is every game, right? 16 games.
For the NFL, yeah. But
you can do college and NFL.
Yes. Oh, okay. So just 16 games, period.
15.
Or 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. So...
Wish me luck. You saw my list. Is there anything that you disagreed with?
Yeah, a lot of them.
You disagree
like
with a lot of them?
Like your game tonight.
You think the Cardinals will beat...
Yeah.
Do you think they'll just win the game, or do you think?
Yeah, I think they'll win the game.
Why?
Because,
give me a good argument, and I may change this.
Okay, I don't want you to change it.
Well, because, I trust you. I trust you.
It's your money. I'm not putting money on this game.
I won't hold it against your head. It's fine.
No,
like,
you will, because tomorrow you'll come in and be like, "Oh, I'd have had it right." No, but
I'm curious how he's going to pick the Cardinals here, just because you know how he always talks about game to game momentum, and the Broncos ended up playing the Rams tough last week.
They didn't play them tough.
They
got gashed for over 200 yards rushing.
Lunchbox.
All the Rams did.
Lunchbox. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just saying score-wise, it was at the end.
You guys pay too much attention to score. Just look at the stats. Look at the stats.
No. See, this is, again, casual sports fan. A win is a win in our eyes. We're looking at wins and losses and moving up in your division.
That's what we look at as
casual sports fan. Lunchbox, you're in deep. You look at stats
and
numbers.
I don't see Denver and the Rams as teams that are playing good games. So when I see a close game,
it wasn't close though.
Chances to win.
The Broncos.
The most
never
it
had...
was out was 17 points. Was the
exactly. When you're down 17 points, you have no chance. You're not winning that. You're 99% of the time you're not winning the game. It's not close. All they did was turn around.
Why did you keep trying to score soccer goals when you were ahead 2-0?
Soccer goals.
The game's not over. I don't care how much you're down, bub. The likelihood of you winning.
Stop. Just let me talk.
Okay.
All they did was turn around and hand the ball off to Todd Gurley. He ran for over 200 yards. They didn't do anything fancy. They just ran the ball. They had their wide receivers hurt. Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks, coming back from concussions. Cooper Kupp got hurt in the game. They just handed the ball off, ran the clock, and just dominated from start to finish. Okay, so they scored a meaningless touchdown to cover the backdoor spread. But yes, they had no chance of winning that game. They were down by 17 points most of the game.
I didn't say they had a chance of winning. I was just saying maybe they got a little bit of momentum because you use a lot of argument. You talk about people having momentum, just like when you came into the studio yesterday and told me you thought my Chiefs are going to lose to the Bengals Sunday night.
I didn't say lose.
You said they were going to.
I said struggle.
Every time I have a conversation with you doesn't mean I'm arguing with you. I'm just making a point that the Rams are a better football team in all aspects of the game against the Broncos, and they didn't perform like they've been performing in the first few weeks. I didn't expect the Broncos to win. I just thought they played them well. They couldn't stop the run. They did struggle with that. They shouldn't have won the ball game. I just thought they didn't lay down and die. They kept trying to fight in the second half, which was admirable. Arizona is dreadful this season. Case Keenum can have good games. I just don't think Arizona is going to win the game again. I've got Denver 24-17 or 24-14, I think I picked two. I hate the Denver Broncos because I'm a Chiefs fan.
Score predictions.
Okay. Now you want to hear my reason why?
Yes.
I don't think I'm always wrong about this.
All right, brother.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just passionate about my argument. You saw a close game. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Saw a close score.
All right.
The home team Thursday night football against the spread is 4-1-1.
I don't believe in any of that. But
okay, the only exception was last week when the Eagles went to New York and pounded the Giants. They covered the spread. That was the first road team all season to cover the spread on Thursday night football. There you go.
Stats, man. I mean, I
Thursday night football is a short week.
You love your stats. You always talk about them. I love that you do.
So do you think Arizona wins?
That's what he said.
What's the score?
You're the only one that does score stuff like that. I can't even.
When we have the opportunity to be in the presence of a sports encyclopedia like this, why don't we take advantage of the knowledge? I simply ask what the score is.
I have no idea what the score is. Like, okay, 24-21.
It's just a guess. Nobody
I know
does,
it's the stupidest
it's
thing to guess. No.
I think the Arizona Cardinals will cover the 1.5 points. That's it.
I like it. I like it. But can I tell you?
I hope they do because I need the Broncos.
Can I tell you why I love gambling? Because of crap like this, I can give two craps about tonight's game. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but
really, Arizona and
Denver?
Denver, give me a break. Like, I would never want to watch this game, but tonight I'm watching.
Well, I'm cheering for your parlay now, so none of that stuff matters. So what am I cheering for?
You're cheering for the Broncos tonight.
Correct.
Regardless of, no, they have to cover the spread, right?
Yes,
they have to. They have to win by, I mean,
so they had to win by 2 points.
Yeah.
Man.
I want a good game. I want a good game. I want them to win by 20.
I want you to win that 16 grand. That's
me
awesome.
Me too, man. We talked about this because of my debt. I got major debt, and gosh,
well, we're not using any of that. You win 16 grand, we're golfing. You don't take gambling money and pay your debts off.
No, that's why I gamble.
No, you work to pay your debts off.
All right.
What if you win the Mega Millions? Now
I got money in that too.
Yeah. I need to throw you 20. Are you taking a thing for that?
Yeah, you want $20?
Yeah, but it's in the car, but I want 20.
All right. We are out of here. Good luck to you on your bet tonight.
Thank you. You want to promote Twitter?
Yeah, Sore Loser Show on Twitter. We're going to post this latest picture from the Mookie Betts, quote unquote, automatic out fan interference. You can judge for yourself. We'll put a poll up.
And on Instagram, I'm gonna put up my 15 game parlay picks.
Your 15 game parlay picks.
Yes, okay. That way you can see and follow along with me this weekend and pray.
Well,
to God.
It really just comes down to tonight first. To
so God. There's an like how quick does this work? I know you're not, but say you're gonna hit all 50. Do you get 16 grand on Monday morning?
Yes.
Well, this is Ray's gambling.
I mean,
website,
probably not Monday morning, but how quick do you get it?
Yeah, you can get it within a week. I mean, they'll just deposit it in your bank account.
I'm wasting every good thing. This is my birthday weekend, and I'm not nothing personal. I'm thinking all my good wishes are going towards your parlay. That's
thank
what
you,
I want
brother.
For my birthday.
Brother, I appreciate that, brother. And thank
you. Are you out tomorrow? Have fun at the Chiefs game, brother.
No, we're leaving Saturday, but yeah, I will.
Okay.
We're going to be traveling. The game's a Sunday night because they flexed it, so we'll be there Sunday night and then traveling back Monday, but hopefully you'll have me on Tuesday.
We'll probably call you on the phone on Monday.
That'd be great. So, maybe I'll snap you a picture. Would you like a pic?
We would love that, brother.
Yep.
Brother, I might even dress up. I know Box likes me to get dressed up because I am so passionate.
Brother, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. I know it was last minute we called you in here. Did a very fine job, my friend.
Thank you guys for listening. Yeah. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Sore Loser Show on Twitter and...
Yeah, Sore Losers podcast on Instagram. And I know
it's too
you don't,
confusing.
I know you say it's too confusing, but we do have an Instagram page and we've posted. And I mean, usually I just
read
post.
Them all. I read the stuff. I see stuff on Instagram and on Twitter.
But we do need to give our Instagram some love, Lynchwise.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you got to tweet it out? I think that's the way to do it.
I'll link it.
Hey, I've got one fan. Can I say hi to him? Just because they asked me. They're a Rise Up fan, Atlanta. I think his name was Jay. I told him I'd give him a shout out. So there, Jay. Thanks for listening, man.
I just got an audio message from my son. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
This could be
scary. Oh, this could be bad.
Hold on, see.
Please, Daddy, can we go fishing? Please,
I love that.
Please, Daddy, can we go fishing? Boys, I got to go. With that, I'm signing off.
Which one is that?
That's
awesome.
That's a junior, my five-year-old. All right. Thank you guys for listening. I'm going fishing, boys. All right.